pioneering progress and igniting innovation. That's the theme of this year's AG Bell Convention, which is getting underway today in Scottsdale. There are speeches and presentations aimed at helping kids with hearing loss and their families and new ways to do that. Gayla Guinard is Chief Strategy Officer for the Alexander Graham Bell Association for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. And Gayla, when you talk about innovation, are there advances in technology that are helping folks who are deaf or hard of hearing?
All the time. And so we have a large group of hearing aid manufacturers, only a few who really focus on children as much as they do on adults. And of course, their research and design is always at it in terms of how do we make sound more available, more audible, more clear to children. And then also we have cochlear implant companies that are also very invested in research and design so that we can provide as close as possible, anyway, a signal to a child's brain so that they can process the sound they hear as normally or as typically as possible.
Obviously, hearing aids and even to an extent cochlear implants have been around for a little while. Are there new developments in those areas that are maybe making them more effective or changing the design or how they work?
Yes. So constantly, hearing aid companies and cochlear implant companies are looking at the external part of their device. So to basically make microphones better, to make the receivers of sound better. Again, it's all around clarity. And of course, we're in the digital age now, and so it's much easier to pack a lot of power and really great circuitry into smaller devices, which is wonderful because it makes them that much more wearable.
With developments and research going on into brain activity and sort of how the brain works, does that help maybe make some of these devices more effective or target how manufacturers and researchers can make them a little bit more effective, especially for kids?
It does. So we know that children really come wired to hear. And so even when a child is deaf or hard of hearing, we know that that problem is typically in the cochlea. And the cochlea is that snail-shaped organ that is really our permanent reserve of hearing. But we don't talk a lot about what happens beyond that cochlea, and that is where sound travels up through to our top or higher centers of our brain, and that's where we really process sound. And so we're basically trying to help that brain make sense of the sound it hears through that device. And that device really is trying to overcome or become sort of a new bridge for the cochlea that may not be working or usually is not working correctly. Ideally, we're pouring language into children those first 3.5 years of life very intensively, and it sets them up for a lifetime of language skills that are either the same as their typically hearing peers or normal hearing peers or very close.
Well, you kind of answered my next question, which is that for so many therapies, it's really important to get kids started on them as young as they can, as early as they can. It sounds like for kids who are either deaf or hard of hearing, the same applies.
You're absolutely correct that now this is really great. But in the states, in every single state, there is an early hearing detection and intervention program. So babies are now typically screened. We're at about 98% in the U.S. For babies being screened shortly after birth. And so now we're identifying children often around 2.5 months of age versus 20 years ago, it was 2.5 years of age. And so now, because we're identifying these children, we can get them fitted with amplification or hearing aids very early and then get them into appropriate early intervention services where their parents will learn how to really make the most of talking to their child.
So in addition to the fact that the technology to help these children is getting better, it sounds like the ability to screen and maybe the technology to screen these children early on is also getting better.
Yes, absolutely. So technology and the technology aid has made a phenomenal difference. And the same is also true about visual options that are out there in terms of captioning, in terms of texting. Texting has had a huge impact. So we have so much more of our world in writing now compared to where we were, you know, even 10 years ago, really, but certainly 20 years ago. So the world is much more available. Our technology is better. Our services are better. We have professionals, many more professionals who are qualified to teach listening and spoken language and help these kids and their families get where they want to be, which is usually arriving at kindergarten, you know, at their neighborhood school, ready to learn.
That's interesting because I think for a lot of people, they sort of decry the fact that so much communication happens online or on social media now. But it sounds like, at least for this population of kids, in some ways at least, that might actually be a benefit.
Absolutely. I think it opens up the world much more. So, yeah, you know, we talk a lot about screen time with babies. You've probably seen that, where you want to limit screen time to a degree. But again, for our population of kids, that screen time also can open up what may have not been heard clearly, but it's seen clearly. So that's really, really something.
All right. Gayla Gennard is Chief Strategy Officer with the Alexander Graham Bell Association for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, which is holding its convention in Scottsdale. Gayla, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.